The Holy Gospel according to John, the 21st chapter. After Jesus appeared to his followers in Jerusalem, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias and showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon and Peter and Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. And Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, have you no fish? And they answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net to shore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon and Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my lambs. A second time he said to him, and Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go. He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, and follow me. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For those of us who have spent lots and lots of time in sitting in church pews, at some point all of this stuff seems to run together and we begin to ask ourselves, well, is this the same story? Is it a different and fishing story? Didn't we hear and something like this before? And the obvious answer is, yes, we have heard it all before, but let me try and clarify. When it comes to the call of the disciples, that in Matthew and Mark takes place along the Sea of Galilee. Jesus says, come and follow me. And the disciples do, leaving their nets behind. There will be a time when they go fishing again, particularly at the shore of Galilee. And some of that is tied into the story of Jesus and teaching from the boat. But as it is, there's this great catch of fish. Each of the gospel writers has their own particular take, their own little tweak of the story, those kinds of things that would be important for them to know. Sometimes, of course, there are conflicts. In some of the accounts, the nets begin to break. Here John says the net was not broken. Which is which, we really can't tell. And in the end, I think there may be more important, quote, fish to fry than that particular thing. In the Gospel of John, something unique takes place. This is the call to Peter. And we would ask ourselves, well, what's been going on before this? Well, you go back to the beginning of the Gospel of John, and what takes place is there is an invitation, not a call, but an invitation. Come, see. Sort of walk along beside Jesus and see what's going to take place. And some of them do. Some of the disciples get it immediately. One of them is Andrew, who goes and finds his brother Simon. And the only thing that Jesus really says to Simon at that point in the Gospel of John is, you will be called the rock. Now, whether or not you use the Aramaic term of Cephas, or whether or not you use the Greek term of and Peter, it's still the same thing. For 3 years, Peter would begin to wonder, what's this all about? Why did he say that? And when am I going to see this? And how's this all going to work? Now, of course, we also see those times that Peter does become the leader. He is certainly one who is quick to act, sometimes way too quick to act. He is the one who pulls out the sword in the garden and cuts off the servant's ear. Jesus has to heal that. He is the one, of course, who seems to be at the forefront of all kinds of interesting and amazing things. And finally, on that last night, as they gather around a meal before the arrest, Peter is the one who swears, I will never desert you, even if all these others do. I will not desert you. Yet it is only a few hours later that, because of a young girl who simply asks, well, aren't you one of them? Didn't we see you with him before? He then denies Jesus. Now, he was there in the post-resurrection appearances of John, in that locked room. He had heard the word of Christ to the disciples, peace. He had heard the word that their sins are forgiven. And yet, when this comes along, we find them not in Jerusalem, but back at home, back fishing. It's interesting that these are calls and stories. The first lesson, of course, is the story of the call to Paul. He is out, firmly convinced that he is doing God's will, bringing these upstart members of the way to justice, persecuting them, because that's, after all, exactly what God would want them to do. And along the way, Jesus appears to him. His life will never be the same. It's a call to an Ananias as well. He's just a member of the group who believes, and yet God speaks to him and says, you need to go and find this person named Saul and lay your hands on him and pray for him, and he will be healed. And there was reluctance there. Is this a good idea? He has been persecuting the church. And God says, this one is my instrument. And here we have Peter being called. It's the first time in John. They are gathered around the meal there. They are and having a time, and suddenly Jesus turns directly to Peter and says, Simon, do you love me? Three times he will ask that. Three times, and Peter will answer. And there are some interesting things and going on in what that word love means. But in the end, it comes to this, that Jesus calls him. You know, we all have our interesting little and stories to tell as well. I must admit, it was fun last week at the meet and greet to hear again Pastor Peterson's own story of one who is sort of on the outside, and yet a pastor and simply invited him to come and be a part of this, and then to give a message for an Easter and sunrise and service, and bit by bit to be invited back into service, and now to find himself at this place where he too is considering, what does this thing of call means? And you as a congregation are considering the same thing. What does this thing of call mean? And is there a place where Peterson's call and your call to mission will coincide? I know in my own life too, I wonder the same kinds of things. Knowing those times that God has gently been leading and guiding me through what seemed to be an unknown maze, and yet I find myself in different places of service, and in every time I find myself in thinking, this is where I need to be now. Next week, next month, who knows? But God keeps on calling. The interesting thing about and Peter is that this is not like God is conducting an interview here and has all of these candidates lined up there, and they are all saying, here's the things that I can do incredibly well, and here's why you need to hire me for this particular job. Jesus has seen and Peter at his best and at his worst. So has Peter. He too has seen himself at his best and at his worst. And in the midst of this, Jesus still says, follow me. We may think at times that there's no place for us, or that perhaps our day has passed, or that there are things that we've done that would disqualify us from and service. Sometimes we've got a list of reasons a mile long. And yet Jesus, as the risen Christ, simply says, "Follow and follow me." For 3 years, Peter had just been going along and watching. "Come and see," Jesus said at the beginning of John, and Peter did. He came along and he saw what was going on. And now that everything seemed to sort of be settling into place, that Jesus had indeed done exactly what Jesus said he would, to die on the cross and be raised again, and now to find Jesus sitting on your beach, cooking a fire there for the fish to become the breakfast, this one now calls in Peter. He will call us as well to service, to come together around a common mission, to continue to proclaim good news in this world. It comes after a time when all things are made clear about our own abilities and gifts, but we are the ones who Jesus says, "Follow me too." Are there others who might be better qualified? Perhaps. But that's their problem. We have our own call to follow, just as Peter did. The story would go on where Peter would point to John and say, "Well, what about him?" And Jesus said, "Don't worry about him. This is about you." We all have that place where God calls us. He calls us knowing who we are, and in his great, great love, gives to us the task as well, to feed God's sheep and tend his lambs, to be aware of those great needs in the world, and to do what we can to address them in God's strength. But it begins with God's call. Amen.